When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Muesli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Muesli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Muesli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole-body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Muesli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Muesli.com or download the Muesli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Oh, my. What could have been? The Vikes lost to the Rams? Yeah, 7-8 now, and they have to win at Green Bay, I think, to keep any playoff hopes alive. Mike Max will set me straight, as he usually does. Good morning, Maxie.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you doing, and how are we doing, beleaguered Vikes fans?
Well, it's a crusty snow now, too. Whatever, I went out there to shovel this morning, and it's got that crust on top of it. I thought we had that beautiful snow. I got home late last night from work about 12:30, and I thought, this is a nice, soft snowfall, and I went out this morning to shovel, and it's got that crust layer on it. So that just added to my frustration this morning when I started to shovel. But I don't know what came at night, if it was sleet or what, but the Vikings fans feel about the same, man, that it ain't what they thought it was going to be, you know? And they had ample opportunities yesterday to make plays throughout the game. And the Rams defensive line kind of owned them. Too many tackles for loss on Alexander Mattison in the backfield. There's no question if they had Dalvin Cook, I think they would have won that football game. And that's a real point of frustration. You know, he's got COVID. He's not vaccinated. And boom, there's a game right there. All you need is somebody that can run the football and somebody that runs at a higher level than Madison does. And they didn't have that yesterday. And Adam Thielen tried to play, did a little bit, re-injured his ankle a little bit. And, there's just too many places where they could have made plays, and particularly on offense. And too many three and outs. It never really got loud in there yesterday. There were a couple times when people got involved in the game, but the Vikings never got the crowd involved, and they could have been a factor. 66,000 plus there, and they were ready to go, but it just felt kind of blasé in there yesterday.
Hey, a couple of the wheels were already off the bus, but it just seems like the more I look at the headlines, the sports headlines, that more wheels are coming off the bus, not just NFL, but, NBA, certainly what's happening with the NHL and the Wild now on this hiatus. What's your perception with COVID? Are we going to be able to finish the season? I know the Wolves game this evening against the Celtics, a number of the Wolves are out on the health and COVID protocols.
Yeah.
What's the latest on that?
Well, you got to go league by league. So the NBA's got a commitment to try to get 8 players there. That's the minimum to play. And they've got access to players because of the G League. Now, yesterday, the NHL struck a deal. They redid their collective bargaining agreement, which allows them to access their farm team for the Wild, that's Des Moines, and have players ready to go so that if somebody is out, they can fill them in so they can get to 20 for their roster that night. So they're taking some measures and steps fairly aggressive now. To me, what I'm seeing here is people are going, okay, we're going to live with this thing, and we're going to do everything we can numbers-wise, because you have minor leagues in all these sports, to make sure that we can field the team. The NFL is all over this early. They've got a very expanded practice squad so that they can always have a couple strings on each side, and they can get to 53 men for game day. So I think that they're doubling down the other way, that they've said, we recognize what this is. I don't think they're particularly afraid of it long term. That is the virus, the current virus that's on there, and I think that the way they're going to strategically do it is they're going to beef up the numbers because the NHL was so far behind lagging on this, so that every night you should have access to enough players to play a game, and I think that's what you're going to see strategically going forward here with leagues.
Next hour, Maxie, I want to talk to you about the Gophers bowl game tomorrow. Hopefully that is still a go down in Phoenix. And by the way, I'm almost looking forward to taking my snowblower out after the show is over. I got one of those electric snowblowers. It has two big batteries. And, you know, if there's 2 feet of snow, I don't think it's going to work. But for, you know, what happened last night, it's perfect. And I almost look forward to cleaning off the driveway with that thing. No more messing with gas and oil.
It says my snowblower is down. I'm going to text you my address right now, okay? So when you're done.
Yeah.
And I've got a really good extension cord.
Okay. No extension cord needed. No. But
okay,
yeah.
Okay, battery charged. I got you. Oh, that's even better yet.
Yeah. And these batteries last, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. So it's enough for my driveway.
Oh,
I realize it's not practical for a lot of people, but they're getting better.
Yeah, it only takes 15 minutes for mine, so we're good.
Maxie, thank you. We'll catch you next hour.
Yeah, thanks.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Many women struggle to access quality menopause care. The access gap is real. Women often wait months to see a specialist, face a lack of local care, or feel dismissed when seeking treatment, all while insurance may refuse to cover hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The challenge has never been the medicine itself. It's been getting effective treatment into women's hands. That's where Muesli comes in. As a licensed telehealth brand, Muesli connects patients with board-certified doctors who review medical histories and prescribe personalized treatments 100% online with medications delivered directly to your door. Muesli's menopause lineup includes a variety of HRT options tailored to individual needs and preferences, including the estrogen pill, the estrogen cream, and the progesterone pill, making bioidentical, physician-guided menopause care simple and accessible. Because menopause treatment is about long-term whole-body health, patients can also message their dedicated doctor directly through the Muesli app for ongoing guidance and support throughout their treatment journey. Receive an exclusive 25% off your first order with code PODCAST25. Visit Muesli.com or download the Muesli app to start your menopause treatment plan today.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.